despite a bailout being over, Greece is not out of the woods yet. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And Native Americans are some of the most overlooked people in regards to ministry. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is trying to change this. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. The Greek bailouts may be over, but the crisis lingers on. After austerity measures, Greece has left with the highest unemployment rate in the Eurozone and tax rates of over 40%. It's no surprise that it's the big issue of the election season. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis lays that out for this year.
There are the European Parliament elections in May. There are also municipal elections at the same time. And then there are parliamentary elections for Greece itself. And right now they're scheduled for October, but there's speculation that they will be moved up to May to coincide with the other two elections.
A lot of potential for change, but where do the politics and AMG's ministry intersect?
It'll affect our work in the sense that it'll affect the operating environment in which we find ourselves. For the last 4 years, Greece has been under a government that has relied on taxation to basically balance the books.
AMG has diverse ministry throughout Greece, caring for the physical and spiritual needs of those who come to them. Here's why they do what they do.
Each of them is a unique opportunity to tangibly express the love of Christ with.
And given the potential for change with a whole new government, please be praying and learn more at missionnews.org. Mozambique is one of the poorest countries in the world. USAID reports a literacy rate of only 47%. To learn about God's Word, these oral learners need an audio Bible. Audio Scripture Ministries is working to provide 2,000 more audio Bibles to Mozambique to help people hear the gospel. Joshua Harrison from ASM.
One audio Bible can reach 8, maybe 10, maybe 12 people and really transform not only individuals but families and help bring the light of the gospel to entire villages as more people listen and respond to God's Word.
These audio Bibles are made to be durable. They can play for 14 hours straight and are solar powered. This makes them perfect for Mozambique, where pastors and communities face many struggles. These struggles include water shortages and political instability. Yet they still ask for God's Word.
There is a great hunger for God's Word and audio. For many people, they do not have access to a print Bible. They can't read or they don't own one. And for them, hearing God's Word in audio is the only way they're able to access it.
Would you like to help get one of these Bibles to Mozambique? You can donate to ASM and pray for Mozambique as they learn about God's Word. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. And our final headline comes from one of North America's most overlooked people groups, Native Americans, or First Nations. Many Native communities resist Christian outreach because of past abuses. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
It's very rare to find any significant youth ministry on a reservation. And yet, they are the most broken, most devastated kids in America, as demonstrated by a suicide rate that's anywhere from 3 to 10 times that of the rest of the young people in America.
Christ has won the hearts of some Native young people. They're carrying His hope to their people through RHN's On Eagle's Wings ministry. With your help, one or two can attend this year's Warrior Leadership Summit, the kickoff to their summer outreach.
There is, in the young people of Native America, a warrior spirit that has been there for a long, long time. Unfortunately, the battle today is not against external forces so much as what's going on right and in Native communities. The hurt that is there, accumulated grief from so many years and so much loss.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media and also find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.